Today on the Natty Boys podcast, we talk baseball spring training with the Tebow injury, Russell Wilson at Yankees camp, and some of the Cozart's remarks regarding the rebuilding Redlegs. Since it's Oscar season, the fantasy draft this week is of movies we feel need sequels. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
Welcome to the Natty Boys podcast. Today is March 2nd, and Tim Tebow is dead.
Thoughts and prayers to the Tebow family.
Oh my God. Died a virgin. Poor guy.
The 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah. He's not 40.
He's getting there.
But he's got the body of a 21-year-old.
But yeah. Patron Saint Tim Tebow, Saint Tim. He sprained his ankle. He rolled his ankle on a sprinkler head in the outfield at Mets spring training. I think it's awesome. I don't know if all people had to have that happen to. It's funny that it's Tebow.
Yeah, I know.
I just kind of wonder what would have happened if he pulled a full on Henry Rowan Gardner and got hurt. would he have healed as a good quarterback?
Could you imagine if he stopped all the kneeling and he'd be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Ooh, I liked that joke more when I heard it the first time.
Yeah. T-bowing.
Yeah, we got it.
So he joins a pretty prestigious club for people that have stepped on sprinkler heads and been injured. One is our good friend Witty, who did that in high school.
Yep, sprained my ankle.
And Mickey Mantle.
Which, when I heard that news, I was surprised they had sprinkler heads back when Mickey Mantle was playing.
It's probably something very different back then.
Yeah,
it was probably stuck up out of the ground.
A sprinkler just stuck in the ground.
It was like one of the cheap ones you get at Home Depot, just sitting on top of the grass.
Either that or one of those like flat hoses that have the little holes in them. That
the soaker hose?
Yeah.
So, Witty, since you have a little bit of insight into this injury, how embarrassed did you feel after you did that, and what should Tim Tebow be going through right now?
Well, it's embarrassing. It's hard to come back from that, and I've got bad news for Tim Tebow. Once it happened to me, I did not have a career in the MLB at all. So,
ooh, crap.
Damn. Yeah. So the history's not in his favor right now, but... he does have the Lord on his side, so maybe he's got that going for him. He's got a long road ahead of him.
Did he play basketball in high school? Because he could give that a shot next.
Ooh, that's true, yeah. Or hockey. I'd love to see Tim Tebow play hockey.
He might actually be good at that.
If all that doesn't work out, podcasting, it worked out for you.
I hear the evangelicals have an opening.
Did it? Yeah, seriously. But yeah, it's one of those freak things, and I don't even know how it really happened when I did it, because it was one of those sprinkler heads. It was flat, like flush with the ground, so I think I just caught my cleat on it wrong and rolled my ankle over, so I'm assuming that's kind of what happened with him too. But I don't know. You said it was a sprained ankle. Is that what you thought it was?
I think he's already fine. Like, I think he got an at-bat. Yeah, I don't think he missed any real time other than just maybe some workouts later that day or whatever. But
Yeah.
Are sprinkler heads rolling in the game?
Yeah, we should stop. We should all play on AstroTurf.
Yeah. It's a serious question. I mean, Mickey Mantle happened recently. Witty happened recently. And Tebow. I mean, come on.
Three of our era's greats.
Yeah, so I'd hate to see this... ruin his prolific MLB career, though.
It would have been better if he had to sit out 3 days. That would have been.
Yeah, that's right.
This is all coming the same week that someone in the Mets organization said that they believe he can be a Major League Baseball player, too.
To be fair, I might have a shot at making the Mets right now.
Right.
That's also true.
They always called me White Bartolo.
Yeah. That may be more a physique thing, but.
Hey, sexy is sexy.
That's true. So how much of this is, do you think this could possibly be, Tebow doing the whole baseball thing more because he wants the story and the notoriety. And once he realized he was actually getting close to making it happen, he tried to find a way to sabotage it. So he faked an ankle injury. Yep. Yeah.
I'm about to be exposed.
Yeah, I think he's afraid of the pressure. He doesn't want to handle that.
I mean, it's one thing to hit .212 in single A.
That's right.
I mean, good luck keeping up that pace in the majors.
Billy Hamilton does it every day.
Yeah, I know. Well, you see, man, I got one thing I got going on. The one thing with, I mean, Tebow is a freak athlete. Like, he's, but there's so much more to baseball than just being a freak athlete that, I mean, I've never been a big, like, oh, I can't wait to see Tebow make it in the majors. Because, one, I don't think he can, like, truly on as a, like, skill alone, I don't think he could make it. If he does, it's going to be a publicity thing for the Mets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you see this all the time. Like, you see really, really good athletes that get drafted in baseball, whether it's in high school or college. And we've got that going on right now with Russell Wilson, which Russell Wilson, he was a really good baseball player at North Carolina State before transfer to Wisconsin to finish his career in football. And I don't know, I feel like he's gotten traded around. He wasn't originally drafted by the Yankees, was he? Didn't he just get traded?
He used to go to Rangers camp all the time.
Yeah, because they just traded him recently.
Yeah. So that's another thing that it's, everyone knew that he went to camp, but it's been like, you know, front page news on all these websites because he's in Yankees camp this time.
Right.
And they've got the big additions of Stanton. They've got, you know, everyone's obsessed with Aaron Judge. And then you've got Russell Wilson, which is kind of funny to see him in camp. And he narrowly escaped injury the other day, too. He took, I don't remember if it was a ground ball or if he got hit with an errant throw. He got hit in the neck with the ball the other day.
Really?
And people,
you don't belong in the majors if you get hit in the neck with a ball.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, look alive out there, Russell.
Ear to shoulder, you got that covered.
If I'm the Seahawks, I absolutely hate this because there's nothing positive that comes out of it for you. I mean, best case scenario, he comes back healthy and, you know, there's no benefit to the organization. But worst case scenario, he gets a serious injury and he can't play.
Steps on a sprinkler head.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
they're all over the.
I mean, look what it did to Brandon Ween's career.
Yeah. I'm not sure he had the same ceiling as Russell Wilson.
He was 32 when he got drafted.
But no, I agree with you, Woody. It's not like that. The Seahawks aren't benefiting by Russell Wilson's exposure in baseball camp or in spring training. I could see, like, if it was, I mean, I don't even know, like, even on the college level where you're getting this exposure of, like, hey, this guy does this, like, it's pretty cool, why don't you come play for us too? Like, that's not the way it is in the NFL. This is just all risk and no reward. And
it kind of reminds me a little bit of the whole John Ross versus Billy Hamilton race that everybody wanted to see when the Bengals drafted Ross, because obviously those are two guys known for their speed, and everybody wanted to see it except for Marvin Lewis basically kind of put the kibosh on that. And everyone wanted to make Marvin out to be kind of this, you know, wet blanket, all poor sport. He doesn't want to have fun. But I get his perspective. You don't want to lose one of your players who, in retrospect, probably wouldn't have made much of a difference if they lost Ross for a while because he didn't do shit this year.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
But, you know, you don't want to lose somebody to something that ultimately means nothing. It's just a gimmick. So I get
when Ocho Cinco raced that horse.
Yeah.
If he would have hurt himself, would they have had to put him down on the track?
Yeah, I think
make
so.
Him glue.
Yeah.
Would have saved him some legal fees.
The other thing that I was going to mention is that Russell Wilson showed up in perfect timing for the Yankees because outfielder Clint Frazier for them just got a concussion this week.
Ooh, and got that concussion water.
He said that he talked to Russell about it and that he said just drink like a ton of water, and he's had like a gallon of water, and he feels great. So we have a cure for concussions.
There you go. So part of me wants to see like Russell Wilson and just kill it in camp and actually get invited onto the major league club and see if he actually like would just leave football and go to baseball, because that would be hilarious to me. I don't think he's got the skill to do that, but if he did and then he just left the Seahawks just like that, yeah, that would be hilarious.
It'd probably be the smart play.
Played on the Yankees for a little bit.
No, it'd probably be the smart play that to switch to baseball, especially with Russell Wilson's injuries. That he, I mean, he's had the concussion issues, and he's kind of had the offensive line's been the issue. I don't know. That would be a tough decision to make. I guess it's one of those things that you don't think you're going to stick around in the majors, so maybe not, because you're guaranteed that money. Like, he can be a quarterback pretty much until he says, I'm done playing at this point.
Yeah. Or he could be the next Tim Tebow.
He could be. He ride in the minor league bus throughout Florida. But he that's the thing, too, is I saw that the Yankees were saying, hey, he might get in a game here soon. He might get some at-bats, or we may insert him in the lineup in a late-inning switch. And the Seahawks, like we said earlier, they're like, I don't know about this. Yeah. That's not really why he's there. Yeah, this is just – which I still don't understand why he's there. You got to think this is a huge breach of contract, the way those things are written nowadays. Like, guys can lose their contract for getting hurt playing basketball in the driveway.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Some guys aren't – they're not allowed playing pickup.
Yep. So I don't know how they get away with this kind of stuff, but just when you're the franchise quarterback. Tyler Eifert's
not even to leave his house.
Yeah. Seriously. That...
My mom said the pads you gave me weren't enough. Little Eifert, you fragile motherfucker.
Hey, amen.
He'll be all right. So he's a free let's not talk about Eifert.
No, let's not go down that path. So much disappointment.
You might hurt his feelings. Then he'll have to miss the year.
Yeah. That's right. He'll find a home somewhere, and then he'll stay healthy, and he'll be the best.
Oh, yeah, he'll be.
Maybe the Angels will sign
unbelievable.
Him.
Maybe. At least they're trying to win right now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Apparently you get a donkey and you're allowed to be an ass.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
F.A.
I think it's talking shit, or his wife is. This whole situation, I feel like this is just a blown out of context thing. I think that that's what you say when you go to a new team. For anyone that hasn't really seen it, Zach Cozart and his wife, we were talking before we started recording. We can't really figure out who said it and when they said it, if it was his wife or if it was actually Zach. But essentially anything you say when you go to a new team is, you know, I came here because they have a desire to win. It's really an exciting opportunity. I think we can get some things done. But the way it was phrased or the way it was rewritten, I don't know what happened. But it does come off almost as, you know, they're making the effort. The Reds aren't. That's why I came here. Where the Angels aren't really, they're not perennial playoff teams either. They've made the playoffs less than the Reds have recently.
Yeah, I think in the last 8 years, the Reds have made it twice and the Angels have made it once, I believe is what I saw.
So that's why I think it's, they did make the big signing with, I always say his name wrong, so I'm not even going to try to say it.
Ohtani?
Yeah.
Pujols?
I always want to call him Ohtani or something like that. So Ohtani. They make the big signing with him. I mean, they got Albert Pujols is just rotting out there. He's not, it's awesome
I
to
see. I forget he exists sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you do. I mean, because he's not the same guy. He still gets some. I guess, I don't know, I forget how many homers he had the 1 year. I was looking back at this just the other day for some reason. He's had a couple okay seasons, but it's not, maybe it's because he's not doing it solely against the Reds like he always seemed to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He'd come in for
a
three-game series and walk out with seven home runs, it seemed like, every time they came to town.
It's insane.
But no, that it just, it's. I think it was just a, I don't think there was any ill will towards the Reds in these words, but it came off that way, just by the way it was either rephrased or the way people were taking it. So
the other thing that it's not really mentioned, but he said that, you know, the Angel, like, he left the Reds because the Angels were trying to win. He left the Reds because we weren't going to pay him.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's he would have resigned here if we would have given him the money that he wanted, but there's no way that we were going to pay a 31-year-old shortstop that money when we have, you know, guys that are waiting in the wings to play in the infield.
Yeah. And that's what I had seen written today as well, is they were saying there's a difference between saying you want to win and being a large market team that has that kind of money. Like them, the Angels signing him to that kind of deal was nothing to, because they're in a large market. They've got crazy money out there. They got a big TV deal. They're on the West Coast. The Reds are such a small market team, even though, I mean, they've had a ton of success, not so much in the last couple of years, but they've had pretty good teams throughout the history of baseball. But they're still considered a small market team because they don't have the huge TV deal that you have like in the big pockets of like New York, LA, Chicago. So them signing,
although I did see Wednesday that all 162 games are going to be on Fox Sports Ohio,
which is awesome.
So I'm excited about that.
Philly used to be like 154 or something like
right.
Because they have everything Thursday 1 o'clock games. Yep.
Yeah, those afternoon specials. Yeah, usually weren't on, but most of the other ones were. Yeah.
There were a couple times at a random, like, Saturday or Sunday game. Like, I think it was, like, a Saturday game during, what was it? I guess, I'm trying to think what else would have been going on. But there was a weekend game, I remember, that wasn't on TV, and they were like, why? I don't remember if it was a holiday weekend or what it was, but I remember them, people complaining on Twitter about it. And they were like, no one's going to be on their TV, and it's a getaway day, so, or at home watching their TV, and it's a getaway day, so they didn't keep the trucks in town to broadcast the game. Yeah, no, that is exciting. And I don't know if that's part of, because I know the Reds are due for a TV deal soon. I don't know, because they were saying that some other companies like NBC and stuff might be swooping in and stealing a lot of the expiring,
with their new sports networks.
A lot of the expiring Fox contracts are coming up here soon.
I'm a fan of the Fox Sports networks. I think they do a pretty good job of coverage.
Yeah,
with them and the Blue Jackets. Yeah.
I don't know what you could change from going to NBC. It's just the ticker thing at the top.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not, because I doubt they would change up the broadcast team or anything.
No. I mean, you would have to keep most of that, so I doubt it would be much different.
Speaking of, do you see our boy Sam LeCure is
going to do some FS Ohio stuff?
He's got the...
Which
is he? I thought he was doing radio with Marty.
He's going to do a bunch of different stuff. He's like the new Jim Day, I think.
Yeah,
cool.
Although Jim Day's still there, obviously. So,
yeah.
But he's going to be doing some pregame and postgame stuff. He's going to hop on the radio with Marty sometimes for an inning or so.
Maybe they got rid of George Grand. I'm fucking sick of him.
And he seems to do the Pittsburgh series every once a year, and then he'll do like a random, he'll do the Mets or whatever, because I think he lives up there now or something.
But you know their seats are really high at Pirates games. Did you guys know that? I feel like that's all they ever comment on when they're telling Pirates games. Man, it's really high up here.
But because
they're smoking weed.
Right, yeah.
I think it was a couple weeks ago, Sam LeCure was on Twitter, and he said something about how he was just excited about baseball season getting started. And I said, any chance we'll see you come through Great American Ballpark this year? And he said 100% yes. So I was like, oh, that'll be cool. Nice. Of course. I mean, there's probably not too many guys left on the team that he was there with other than like Votto and a couple of the pitchers. Yep. And then it was like a week later. It was like Sam LeCure is joining the broadcast team for a limited role. It's like,
you've had this scoop sitting on your nose. I've been
sitting on
it.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Integrity. It was off the record.
Yeah. That's funny.
No. That's pretty cool. But just wrapping up the Cozart thing, I hope it all goes away because I like Cozart and I don't want him ever to be vilified.
Well, the one thing I definitely like Zach.
The one thing out of that whole Cozart situation that made me realize he's a better man than me is they were talking about how, you know, he knew that when he was if he signed with the Angels, he was going to be going back and forth between second base and third base, but he wouldn't get to play shortstop anymore. You have to give that up. And then the Angels went and signed Ian Kinsler to play second base, so he knew he's pretty much going to be stuck at third. I think that's what he was kind of getting hung up on a little bit. And his wife basically came out and said, quit being a baby. You know, one team's trying to win, one's not. So it's obvious, basically. And if I were Cozart, like if that was me in that situation, I would choose the Reds just because I was told so abruptly to be going to the Angels, I would do it out of spite. Like, no, fuck you. Yeah. I'm going back to the Reds just because you said that. So obviously he has a little bit more self-control than I do because yeah, I would have to go the opposite there.
So I went and saw Black Panther last week.
Oh, nice. How was it? I've heard great things.
It was good. I was a really big fan. My wife, she came out of it not expecting it to be as sad as it was. So, and I was like, well, you know, superhero movies typically are sad. I was like, were you happy when Bruce Wayne's parents died? Like most,
spoiler,
most superhero movies are sad. That's why they're superheroes. They have tragic pasts. But she, I really liked it. I thought Michael B. Jordan did a really good job. And with Oscar season coming up, our fantasy draft this week is of movies that we'd like to see sequels to. And we 100% know that Black Panther is going to have a sequel.
Yeah. Any superhero movie, they try and milk that for as much as they can. So
you have
absolutely.
To.
If it gets any kind of success on the first run, you know they're going to get at least 3 or 4 out of them. They're going to do it until people say, okay, this movie sucks. We need to stop. And then they'll reboot it, like the fucking Batman series. Like, I don't know how many different collections of Batman movies there are.
Yeah, they'll probably go back. Reboot the Black Panther, take him back to his high school years where he was a quarterback on a football team that was just getting started at a new school, where the coach from the winning school in the same district had to co-coach there because he got shoved out. I think that's how the Black Panther story started, wasn't it? If for those of
was
you
that Friday Night Lights,
yeah, Michael B. Jordan was the quarterback in Friday Night Lights for the last few seasons.
Oh, spoiler alert! Michael B. Jordan's a bad guy.
Is he really?
Yeah,
ooh,
he does a really good job as the bad guy.
I thought
too.
He was like the superhero.
No, he's Killmonger. He's the bad guy.
This whole time, I thought he was the Black Panther.
Nope.
Which I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about hardly any superheroes, so I don't know anything about the Black Panther or that storyline, so
it was really interesting. I encourage people to go see it. It's broken like box office records for 2 weekends in a row. Mm-hmm. With it's made almost $700 million worldwide now. I mean, it's gonna pass up a billion here soon.
It's all right.
So with Oscar season in mind, Hefe, you have the first pick for movies we'd like to see sequels to.
You know, my first pick was going to be an easy one, but they're making it, so it's already fallen off, and that was going to be Super Troopers. I've always said that they need to make a sequel of that, so I'm going to go with another movie that I definitely want to see a sequel of eventually, and that's Old School.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be awesome to have kind of a Frank in charge Old School where he's the godfather now and see where it goes from there.
Or they could do it where they're like kids are in college and they're going back to like parents weekend or something, and
they go back. That would be
good too.
That would be all like a dad's weekend type.
All right, that would make it happen. Awesome. Just need like $100 million.
Yeah, no big deal.
We'll front you $10.
So, I got the next pick, and it. Hopefully, they make this in 2018. So there's still time for them to make it this year, but it's the vintage World Series films from the 1990 Cincinnati Reds. I'd like to see a sequel to that with the 2018 Reds.
Nice.
I doubt it'll happen this year, but you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility right now. Hey. We still have hope at the beginning of spring training.
I could see it now, just like Major League 2, where Jake Taylor came back and coached when Lou Brown was in the hospital. Maybe Brian Price has a little bit of health issues. Barry Larkin gets caught up. Yeah.
There it is.
I see it right now.
Player manager.
Homer Bailey. After going soft on us, Homer Bailey ends up coming back as his badass hunter dude.
Speaking of people we always forget about, I sometimes forget that Homer Bailey was on the Reds.
Oh, yeah.
Devin Mesoraco still plays for the Reds.
The other day when they were talking about Homer, they were like, oh, and like another familiar face. And I was like, shit. Like,
yeah. Like, where's he at now?
Like, you don't forget that he pitches for the Reds. You just forget that he exists because we
haven't
seen
exactly. Yeah.
I felt the same exact way with Devin Mesoraco. Like, I checked the roster. Like, did we trade him in an off season? And I'm like, no, he's definitely on the roster.
No, he lost his spot to Tucker.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
And his injuries.
I thought Mesoraco was going to be the next Johnny Bench.
I know.
Like, I thought he was just going to be, like, I thought he was going to crush the ball. I thought he was going to be, like, just a stud. And he could have been, and he probably still can be to an extent, but Tucker, I mean, but it's hard Tucker to will be. Dethrone a gold glove catcher.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so my first pick is I guess technically a sequel to a sequel to a sequel, but I'd like to see The Godfather 4. The third one left a little bit to be desired, so I think they can come back in there and end on a high note with the fourth edition.
Would you want the same people if they're still alive? Like, obviously Brando's dead, but you know, would you want to see Pacino in there?
And Pacino needs work too.
Yeah, Rick Pacino.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you got to bring in Al Pacino, wrap up his Michael Corleone.
You know, this is kind of a slight confession. I've never seen any of the Godfather movies.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna.
It's because you don't have 7 hours to kill for each film.
I watched Star Wars.
Nerd.
I'll tell you, 7 hours a piece. I think I had told Woody about this. HBO for a while had the chronological version of Godfather,
which is
it was
weird
actually really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was as the event should have happened.
Right.
They just mashed the movies together. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap my head around that, but I think that would be pretty cool to watch.
It was, and I'll tell you, it took me a while to kind of get focused in on it, because I was like, I don't remember Godfather being like this.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it until about an hour and a half in. I was like, oh, I get what they're doing.
So this is a different genre, obviously, but I wish somebody online, and I've looked for it on Reddit and I've never been able to find it. Something that the WWE has on their network is they have all the old Raws, all the old SmackDowns, all the old everything. Like, I would have always wanted to go back and watch, like, all of those and have the pay-per-views fall in line where they should. Mm-hmm. Just, like, to relive, like, the old school, like, Stone Cold stuff we always, like that era.
Yeah,
but
that would be so awesome.
It is such a pain to, like, bounce back and forth and figure out, mm-hmm. like, which one you watch next, which one you go on to. But no, I think The Godfather, that'd be a good one. That'd probably be a blockbuster hit as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, my first one on my back around, I'm gonna go Step Brothers because I want to see how they coexist with society now that they are functioning members of society, owning their karaoke business. I feel like that should be pretty funny, and I think that
Weren't there rumors that they were gonna have a Step Brothers 2 at some point?
That was one of those fake rumors. It was like it kept coming out that like pretty much every college city, every college town, there were like rumors of, you know, Step Brothers being filmed here, and it was always on those fake websites. So,
I would love to see those two team back up for Step Brothers too.
Gold. They're just funny in everything they're in together too. Like,
that's
talented.
Yeah,
this is a classic.
They're just funny dudes. All right, so my second one, I'm going to go with Forrest Gump, and this is going to be following the life of Little Forrest.
That was on my list.
Nice.
So that Forrest Gump is probably my favorite movie, my true, like, actual, like, not comedy movie, just a good movie that I watch every single time it's on.
Little Forrest ends up seeing dead people, just FYI.
I know. Yeah, gotta be careful there.
Crazy.
It is crazy how everything intertwines in the long run there, but maybe we'll get a Forrest Gump Sixth Sense mashup. Kind of like the Godfathers all got put together. I see Bruce Willis, Ghost Bruce Willis fight retarded Tom Hanks.
What kind of hairpiece? That whole time, it's Bruce Willis.
All right, Witty.
He has to help Jenny because she died of AIDS.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Waterfalls plays and it credits it. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
And you can see Bubba again.
That's what Waterfalls is about, AIDS.
I'm cold, Forrest.
All right.
Lieutenant Dan. All
right. So my next pick is one that was a movie that they were rumored to be making. And, I mean, I think it was more than just a rumor. I think they were actually actively in the process of making it. Then it just kind of disappeared. But it's a sequel to Tropic Thunder with Les Grossman, the character that...
Oh, God, that would be awesome.
That
I had heard that for a while, too.
Yeah, because that character is fucking hilarious. Tom Cruise is, I guess he's the agent. I feel like that would make an awesome movie, and I don't know what happened to it, because they were legitimately talking about it. Like I said, I don't think it was just like one of those online rumors. But when you Google it, you can't find anything. Like, there's an IMDb page, and like one of the like last updates on the IMDb page says, "Oh yeah, like the script is done," but that was in 2011. So, I don't know where it went, but I fucking loved his character in that Tropic Thunder movie. I like a lot of characters in Tropic Thunder. So, maybe just make another sequel with all those guys making a different movie. I'd take that too. But
that would be awesome too. I wouldn't be shocked if that got shut down by one of the studios, just because that's a real guy, like based on a real guy.
That's true.
And it was one of those deals where it wasn't worth the issues with that guy, because I forget what the guy's written name is in real life, but apparently he's like the biggest...
Tom Cruise.
That is. Well, this sentence would work too, but apparently he's the biggest asshole in Hollywood. Les Grossman or whatever his name is in real life.
Right.
So. Good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
For my next pick, I would like to check back in with the Good Will Hunting fellas.
Nice. That would be... Yep.
See what Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are up to now that they're in their 40s and 50s. And see, how life turned out for those two fucked up guys. Because Good Will Hunting is probably one of my favorite movies. Yeah. I know... Go ahead,
one of them is Batman.
One of them bought a zoo, and the other one got charged with murdering his wife. So,
I could actually believe that for both of those people.
My second pick, and I'm picking this because it's one of my favorite like 80s comedies, 90s, whatever it was, and because I want more Marissa Tomei, My Cousin Vinny too. Let's give him another case. Let's find out if he's got it. That's one of my favorite comedy movies. It's a classic. So definitely My Cousin Vinny too.
Yep.
And then with my last pick, and it's one that I really enjoy also, that I'm surprised has never had a sequel. And it's there's Something About Mary too. Kind of figure out what happened after she chose, what's his name in There's Something About Mary.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, she goes with Brett Favre, doesn't she?
No, she picks Ben Stiller's character.
Does she?
Over Brett Favre.
That's right. Yeah.
I just thought that was always a funny movie, and I'm surprised they never made a sequel to it. I don't know what direction they would go with it, but I thought that's always one of the ones when it's on, I watch the whole thing because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
So... my next pick, they actually have talked about making a sequel, and I don't want the guy to be who they say it's going to be, but it's Space Jam. They've been talking about it with LeBron, but I would rather see it be, Steph Curry or someone else, KD.
Blake Griffin.
Doesn't really matter who it is. As long as it's not LeBron, I'm okay with that.
Lonzo Ball.
There you go.
Yeah. Is LeVar one of the Monstars?
Yeah. The Ball family will be all the little aliens, and LeVar will be like the main guy, like the main bad
Danny
guy.
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Maybe just because his dad does all the talking for him, but I can't see Lonzo delivering a line at all.
No.
Like, I just don't see it happening. But I don't know, maybe...
You should watch his rap video.
LeAngelo killed it was it Raw he was on? What WWE?
He was on Raw.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
LaMelo.
Was it LaMelo or LiAngelo?
LaMelo.
LaMelo.
Which one's LaMelo?
LaMelo's the youngest. One.
So, no, yeah, LaMelo's youngest. LiAngelo's the one that went to UCLA for a little bit.
That's okay. Stuff in China.
Thief.
So Melo's the young one that's like still high school aged.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Either way, they're stupid. All of them.
Well,
yeah, they dropped out of high school. Of course they're stupid.
Well, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, did they go to business school?
Never heard of Tracy McGrady.
So my last pick, this is a movie that I really enjoyed, and mostly because of the characters in it. So for a sequel to work, they'd have to bring everybody back. But a Zombieland, I feel like, would be an awesome sequel.
That would be good.
Woody Harrelson's character is awesome. So I'd like to see him back. Jesse Eisenberg. The girls, I could take or leave. But, I mean, you could go on forever with zombie movies because it's... I mean, they're not going anywhere.
Real zombie Bill Murray.
Yeah, poor Bill Murray, yeah.
Instead of makeup zombie Bill Murray.
I know, that was one of the best movie cameos ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Hilarious. That was, yeah. She laughs when he's dying. He's like, she's like, he just does it to me.
He just gets me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd like to see a Zombie Land sequel. Maybe Zombie World, you know. You get to Disneyland, Disney World.
That's right. Wait a minute. Do we only do three picks or four?
Three.
Why? Where have I been? I'm sitting here thinking I've got two. I was just trying to figure out the rotation. Like, how do I come back around with two here? But I'm an idiot,
welcome
I guess.
To the show.
I know. I guess I should pay more attention. Oh, man. Now it's a tough one because I had four bangers. Well, my third and final one, which has been playing this whole time, I'm going to continue with the zombie theme, and my sequel is Titanic.
Ah, shit. I had that as one of my honorable mentions.
So we're going to have ice zombies. It's going to look a lot like the little North of the Wall if you're a Game
of
Thrones fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, who wouldn't love a frozen zombie Leo DiCaprio?
There was enough room on the door, bitch.
And that's how it all comes together is she thinks that she's sitting there telling this story, and then they've got Leo chained up as a zombie in the room, Bunny busts through the glass and just eats that old lady, and that's how it begins.
He'd be frozen, but he'd still melt your heart.
I think that's the movie poster. That's the movie poster.
I was saying, that's on the movie poster. Boom.
Coming
on
in
the
2019.
Let's make it.
All right. So, well, since I thought I had four picks, I'll just go ahead and hit my honorable mention real quick, and then I'll let you guys get on with it. I'm glad the conversation didn't go this way because I was afraid it was going to when we started talking about Haley Joel Osment. But I was going to say The Sixth Sense, where Bruce Willis and Haley Joel Osment went around just fucking with people. So since if they can't see Bruce Willis and he can start messing with stuff,
yeah,
then he could be... I mean, he could go back. Because you know that kid got picked on. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to, you know, maybe get some revenge on some of the bullies with your ghost best friend.
My honorable mention is actually another Leo DiCaprio movie. And I know that Mac hasn't seen it, but Inception has one of those endings that you need to see, like, more of what happened. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It's from 2010. Like, you still don't know if he's awake or not. And that's the part that, I mean, that's 100% why they ended it that way is because, you know, they leave you wondering and kind of let you draw your own conclusions. But I'd like to see a second movie just because the whole premise of it was so wild.
Yep. So
maybe the whole time you were watching the sequel.
I see what you did there. And they haven't made the original yet.
It's like Star Wars.
The original actually came out in 2018.
So one of my honorable mentions is pretty much the exact same situation as yours, DB, except it's not the original is not a movie. It's a TV series, but The Sopranos. And obviously they can't do it now because James Gandolfini's dead, but...
Spoiler alert.
The way... Oh, shit, sorry, guys.
but, I'm only on 2013 on TMZ right now.
I get why they ended the show like they did, but I wish there would have been some sort of resolution where you could find out what happened. So, and I think at one point there were rumors that they were going to make a movie, but I don't know if that was ever serious or just, again, like fan speculation online. But you can't do it now anyway, so... we'll never get that.
Yeah.
But that's one I would have liked to have seen. And I think that's the only honorable mention I had worth mentioning.
I had a couple different honorable mentions. The Big Lebowski is one of those movies we always watched in college. And I'd be interested to like see more of Walter and the dude. So that's just because I want to see more of those characters, not because I think they could necessarily go any direction with it.
I think 2 hours was a stretch.
I was going to say, I think Big Lebowski is one of those
I want to hear the fuck record broken. So
yeah.
That's really all it's about.
I think Big Lebowski is one of those movies, where, like Max said, where you can only take so much of it. So I don't think going with the sequel is gonna endear people. I think it's gonna turn people off of the series, if anything.
Yeah. Another one that Whitty and I watched a lot in college that kind of set itself up to kind of have a sequel was Shaun of the Dead.
Because
at the end, him and his buddy, the whole movie, it turns into a zombie and he ends up like hanging out with him. Yeah. So it would kind of be interesting to see what happened with all that and see a sequel of that. And then my last one, I'm surprised that DB didn't say, was the Simpson movie. A sequel for that.
So I had thought about that, but they
planned, right?
They should have canceled The Simpsons about 10 years ago. So the less Simpsons, the better in my IML.
I heard that there's like 3 movies that they're working on because they started out for one movie and they had so much content. They decided there's no way they can do this all in one movie. So
the movie's not bad either.
No, it's fine. But if, I mean, don't get me wrong, if they come, when they come out with the second Simpsons movie, I will dump my money and go see it. But I don't watch the new episodes anymore. I probably quit around season 20, and I think they're on like 28 now. So, after season like 16, they kind of go downhill for me.
I remember in college, that was appointment television. We'd sit there and watch football all Sunday. We'd watch the Bengals get beat. And then we would, I guess at that point, they might not have been too bad. They were okay. They had decent seasons back then. But
yeah.
But it was usually a disappointing day of football. Then we'd go get food somewhere, come back, and watch The Simpsons. And we'd like Simpsons, Family Guy, and then usually end up playing video games until about 4 in the morning.
Right.
But I remember never missing Simpsons and Family Guy. Those were the two things, like, got to be in the TV, in front of the TV by 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah. What about instead of another rebirth of a series, a Futurama movie?
There's like 4 Futurama movies.
Yeah, they broke up into like because when they got canceled, they did like 4 like made for TV movies or whatever, and then like season. I forget six season 6. Yeah, they like basically just like pushed the movies into it or whatever.
Even Family Guy did that. They did like a Star Wars thing that's like three or four episodes long, but it's like a full movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
I never watched that particular set of episodes.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So we like to end every episode by telling you what we're looking forward to this weekend. I, for one, am looking forward to the Bearcats playing Wichita State for the American Athletic Conference champion, what will likely be locking up the one seed for either team. So we'll see what happens with that. It's number 10 versus number 11. I think it's Sunday. It's either Saturday or Sunday, but that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend. Hefe, what do you got?
I'm playing poker on Saturday night, so I'm excited because I haven't had a big poker night in a while. So
Hold'em? 5-card stud? Draw?
Texas Hold'em.
Nice. Yep.
I know.
We could just cut mine from last week and put it back in. I'll be in Athens, Ohio again this weekend, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
How was it last weekend?
It was good. A lot of fun.
Nice. Is it Millfest this weekend, or is that next weekend?
I don't think there's
something going on this weekend.
No, I don't know. No, just getting drunk. That's all I know.
I know you said you were feeling old on campus. Are you going to bring your Kenyan jersey at least this time?
I've thought about it. I didn't have a jersey to wear last time. I should have had the foresight to do it, but I think I'll probably just go with my standard dry fit shirt. That way you can't tell how sweaty I really am.
Nice.
And, and try to blend in and just, you know, stand against the wall and sit in the booth a lot. It is funny, though, because now at our age, we're at that age where we're young enough to still possibly be like grad students or in like some sort of like graduate program there.
Yeah.
But we're also old enough to where people might think that we're like undercover cops coming into the bar to bust people.
Right.
There were a couple times I went into a bar and I could tell I was getting some side eye, like, okay, let's keep an eye on this guy. Because they probably weren't 21. And then after they saw us take a couple shots or like grabbing beers and just sitting there, then it was, you know, they could tell, like, oh, okay, they're just assimilating themselves with the rest of everybody, and it's not that big a deal. But
You need to take a little like pocket notebook while you're there and just start looking just at people and like jotting down notes and then putting it back just to see how paranoid they all get.
Oh, I could probably like, extort the shit out of some kids.
To do it too. Yeah.
And then just whisper, green shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or when someone's walking up to the counter and one person's carrying like three cases of beer and their three friends are standing with them.
Yeah.
You just kind of stand up there and act like I'm talking into an earpiece. Like, all right, we got three coming out the left.
If they drove there, follow them out, like look at their license plate and just write something down and then go back in.
Right. So give me a get up, just right up behind them and go, a lot of beer for one person.
All right, give me a case of beer and buy me a bag of chips and we'll act like this never happened.
I heard they recently decided to add more hops.
Stand down.
Make me feel young again.
What I'm looking forward to, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of DB here, but this is right around the time of year I actually start paying attention to college basketball. So, I'm looking forward to watching the Big Ten tournament, which is being played at Madison Square Garden.
It's like
Garden,
a week early, right?
Yeah. Because usually like the Big Ten championship game is like ends as the selection show is starting, I feel like. Yeah. But now that it's a whole week early, they're doing it in Madison Square Garden, which makes absolutely no sense.
Rutgers, man.
I guess. I saw something on Twitter that made me laugh. Somebody, like, I guess outside of Madison Square Garden, they had a sign that had all the Big Ten schools on it, and it had the direction that they were at, like, from that point in the country. Like, what direction you have to go to get there, and it had the mileage, and someone was like, the fact that all the arrows are pointing the exact same direction shows you how absurd it is for the Big Ten tournament to be played in Madison Square Garden in New York City. But because it used to be in Indianapolis,
hilarious.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it was almost always there. They did Chicago a couple years too, and maybe Detroit one other year or something.
But I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully the Buckeyes can make it. I mean, obviously they don't need to win it to make the tournament. They'll still get probably a top four seed. But I'm hoping that Northwestern can knock off Penn State, because Penn State has Ohio State's number, and that's who they'd match up against in the second round, which would be their first game.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It's March Madness. It'll be March. It's March.
Yeah. That's right.
Let the madness begin.
All right, everybody. Thanks for checking out the podcast today. Let us know what you think in the iTunes store with the 5-star review. Make sure you check out millironsports.com, where we're releasing blogs weekly, sometimes daily, depends. Check back. Follow us all on Twitter. You'll see at millironsports. We'll have all four of our Twitter handles in the bio. And check us out on Instagram, Facebook. We're all over the place. Thanks for checking out the show.
See you next week.